Inflation seems stuck, and the odds of yet another Federal Reserve interest rate hike in mid-June are now better than even. The April Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, counting everything, including food and fuel, was 4.4% higher than April of last year, 0.2 more than the March annualized rate. On the bright side, it is still a lot lower than last summer when it peaked at 7%, but the Federal Reserve considers the core rate more important. That one strips out the often wild swings in food and fuel, and it increased a tenth last month to 4.7, and it's been in that 4.6 to 4.7% range for the last several months. Consumers are at least partly to blame. It was damn the inflation torpedo in full steam ahead last month, with spending jumping 0.8% after only inching up 0.1 in both February and March. And spending increased twice as much as incomes did in April. Despite high prices and high interest rates, car buying was one of the biggest drivers of overall spending last month. Spending also increased on insurance and health care. How much money is considered enough keeps growing, Rory O'Neill reports. Oh, I get by with a little
help from my friend. Just how much does a family of four need to earn to get by these days? A new Gallup survey finds that figure is $85,000 a year. When asked the same question 10 years ago, that get-by figure was just $58,000. Gallup says the increase in two-income households may factor into that higher estimate. I'm Rory O'Neill.
But some good news on the price front. If you grill with gas instead of charcoal or wood, Bertha Coombs has that.
Propane prices are down nearly 50% from a year ago to 64 cents a gallon, hitting the lowest level since December 2020. The biggest reason is supply and demand. Propane has been building up in storage after a mild winter that meant homes didn't need as much for heating. I'm Bertha Coombs.
Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.